You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN, a special live edition of the Wintrust Business Lunch, the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour from Bolingbrook Golf Club, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own, in good hands. Oh, I want to tell you, too, the LaSalle Network just made the Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in America. Nothing new for the LaSalle Network. It is the 10th year in a row. And the brains behind all that is a guy named Tom Gimbel. He's on a phone line now. Tom, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Good to be with you, Steve. Thanks for the nice compliment. I appreciate it.
It's good work, and it deserves to be complimented. I should say happy anniversary to you as well, right?
It is. It's our ironically enough, it was Inc. released the list on our 18th anniversary on Wednesday.
Nice. Okay, so if you celebrate, you know, in a marriage, I don't know, is the 18th anniversary a big deal? Maybe not. How about in business?
I think in a marriage, everyone is a big deal, but I'm divorced, yeah. So I have a different perspective on that.
you can focus just on your business anniversaries.
Exactly right.
And you have, right? I mean, it's been a big week, and it's been a big week not just for the party of it, but for the impact of it.
Yeah, I'm a big believer that you'd want to have a corporate culture where people celebrate and enjoy what the company's about, and there's a sense of community. And political affiliation aside, going under the mantra of it takes a village to raise a child, I think the same holds true for an organization. And to get people excited and believing in it. So every year in August, during the week of the anniversary of the date we started the company, we have a different event every day. We have guitar players come in and serenade the staff. We do scavenger hunts. We do marshmallow tosses like Blue Man Group. We try to do a little
bit of everything. Wait. Do you do that? Do you do it's like a marshmallow spit?
Yeah, well, we actually throw them and then people catch them. And at the end, though, people are holding 8 or 9 marshmallows in their mouth. It's actually something to see.
And then today is the big LaSalmas, like Christmas. What's that about?
Exactly. We call it LaSalmas, like Christmas, and we have a destination that I can't reveal yet on the radio, but we do a crazy form of transportation. In the past, we've done buses. We've had 15 or 20 horse and carriages in front of our office on LaSalle Street. We've gone to Vegas, so we always do different things.
You've gone to Vegas?
Well, we were smaller. We only had about 60 employees at the time. But, yeah, we surprised everybody and said, pack a bag. It's warm weather. And we surprised them and flew everybody to Vegas one year.
Okay, so if I'm running a business and I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, hey, that's going to really set me back. Do you get a return on that investment?
Well, I think that's where the Inc. 5000 list comes in. We grow every year. So everything I do, I build into our margins. I make sure that we're making enough money that we can do it. And that what we calculate very closely, Steve, is the cost of training and development of people and the cost of new hires. And so by retaining our staff, we're saving money by not having to go out and find new people to replace them, and we train them well. We don't want them to leave. So we actually save money by spending money on our staff to keep them happy.
It's also something we've talked about, I think, just last week when we talked about turning off email for a day or so.
Yeah.
It puts your workers in a different environment where they might actually get to know and like each other a little bit better.
The better the team, it's very similar, and I'm not going to say that I stole it from Joe Madden because I was doing it before, but it's very similar to what he's doing with the Cubs, keeping things loose, dressing in pajamas and funny suits. If you keep it fresh, you keep people's interest on the fact that you can have fun and be successful simultaneously, the results, they're really self-evident.
All right, so it's a great week. People are going to come back on Monday refreshed and all of that. How long does it last?
Oh, about 30 seconds. No, it lasts for, you get between a couple months worth of it. But what we do, I think, pretty well is we have photographers there and we take a lot of pictures. We send them out throughout the year. We remind people of it. We have our two big awards of the year, the LaSallian of the year and the Making It Happen. And we put their pictures on the wall. So there's reminders throughout the year of what the celebration is about.
It's Tom Gimbel, the CEO, the man behind the LaSalle Network. Tom, Merry LaSalmas.
And Merry LaSalmas to you, Steve. Thanks for the positive recognition. We appreciate
it.
We're here. I'm hearing the Jets fly over. You picked the right day to not be downtown.
Enjoy. That's right. The Aaron Waters Show. All right. Well, listen, enjoy it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again soon.
You got it. Bye-bye.
It's the Business Lunch on 720 WGN. Thanks very much, Dave Schwann. Steve Bertrand here. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch. The business news today sponsored by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We are at the Bolingbrook Golf Club. Bill and Wendy just around the corner. They'll be here after the news at 1 o'clock. But right now, we're joined by the mayor of Bolingbrook. Roger Clare is here, along with the general manager of the Bolingbrook Golf Club, Randy Farber. Welcome both, gentlemen. I appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, we love you having here.
I guess I'm the one who stopped by. I know. How about that? Well, I think earlier I thought maybe the rain was keeping people in, but the weather's clear. People are out on the golf course. Randy, tell me a little bit about the golf club and how you're doing here.
Sure. So Bolingbrook Golf Club opened in 2002. We're 77,000 square foot clubhouse, state of the art, championship golf course. What we bring to the community is that, you know, we are community. It's all about what we do for the residents and the community around us. We have a restaurant that's open 364 days a year.
What kind of crowd do you get? Do you get a big non-golfing crowd? I would imagine that's a goal.
Yeah, it's a huge goal. Community involvement is big. We got a lot of families. Our average restaurant days, our golfers morning and families in the evening, and in the winter it's families every day.
So you said community about three or four times there, but that's it, isn't it? When it comes to public or municipal courses, it's not just a private affair. You want to be almost a community center.
Yeah.
Exactly. We didn't have something like this, and I'd hoped the private sector would step up and do it. And when they didn't, I was tired of people having to go elsewhere for weddings and graduation parties and you name it. In fact, how many weddings we have here last year?
We do about 140 weddings a year.
Oh, my God, really? So
that's a 52-weekend year. I think about that.
That's not too bad.
I mean, we turn our rooms. We'll do five weddings in a weekend, sometimes six. We've gotten creative. We use a lot of outdoor space now. Our goal is to, exceed expectations, and we've certainly been doing it. It's been a great year so far, and we started to see things,
we're in the nest here. Is this recently being remade or it's beautiful?
No, this has been original.
This was
the mayor's vision. He wanted a focal point of the clubhouse. And this is definitely, we've changed the paint once in a while, but it's as it is.
I micromanaged this place when we built it.
Is that true, Randy? Is he a micromanager?
You know what?
Not now.
No.
Well, so 29 years in office, mayor, right?
Yes.
I asked you off the air how many times you've been reelected, and you had to think about it.
I can't not tell you. It's seven or eight. I don't know. It's four-year terms. One two-year term. The other is four.
I mean, people who have lived in Bolingbrook for 29 years have seen remarkable change. I would imagine as the guy leading it, tell me the biggest difference between Bolingbrook now and then, 29 years ago.
Well, when I started out, we were just a community of homes, starter homes for the most part, and I wanted us to become a full-service community. And now we have the beautiful library, beautiful mall, shopping mall, hospital. We have every service you can imagine, beautiful community center, beautiful golf course.
Is that all by plan?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Difficult?
Absolutely. The one thing I tell people about being a mayor, and a lot of new mayors ask me about it, I said, the one thing a mayor's got to learn how to do is say yes, but more importantly, say no.
Right.
And every decision you make, you upset somebody. You couldn't make everybody happy. I tell people if Jesus Christ ran for mayor, he still wouldn't get 100% of the vote.
Well, he's not running next spring, right?
No, I hope not.
No. Are you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So this will be your – you're going to have to count up the terms. You're getting applause.
Somebody applaud?
Right.
Thank
See
you.
That?
Well, I
– Don't do it now. Don't do it now. But for the campaign paraphernalia, it's going to have to say, Roger Clare for the eighth time.
Well, people relate better to 30 years.
Yeah, that'll work. So I'm interested, too, about the fact that is this golf course, is this a money maker for the town or is it a drain?
I don't want to use the word drain. Pretty much break even. That's really all I ever want to do.
Right.
I wanted the amenity. So like I said, talk about the weddings. I'm told on the college women that this is the place to get married in suburban Chicago.
Well, and so when I say a money maker or not, it goes back to community. If you're breaking even and building a community around it, that there's real value to that that you can't measure with dollars.
Yeah, I mean, our goal is to be that destination environment, to go ahead and provide that amenity to the people, whether resident or non-resident. I mean, everybody's treated the same. The premise or the reasoning behind, our financial success is because of what we provide. We provide something that others don't have, and we take very big, a lot of pride in what we do.
The other thing that interests me about that, Mayor, is I've been reading a lot recently, about the fact that retail is dropping. And bricks and mortar, the stores,
aren't what they used to be. That is aware to people who shop, but it's also something I would imagine painfully aware to guys who run towns.
It keeps you awake at night.
Yeah, because your tax revenue is dropping as those stores close.
Well, fortunately, ours is went up 5% a year ago this month. We just got the figures. But it's the bigger stores that are falling by the wayside, and everybody's downsizing everything. And I tell people that buy things on the Internet. Every time you buy something on the Internet, you put another nail in the coffin of retail America. And I understand it's convenient, Amazon. I buy some things on Amazon, but it's the local shop. You know, the local shops are falling by the wayside, and people say, how come they were closed? I mean, Sports Authority closed 660 stores across the country. We had one. That's a big, empty room to fill, and I don't know what's going to go in there.
Well, so as mayor, what do you do when you look at those, not just the vacancies, but you said your revenue is up, but I know a lot of towns are facing decreasing revenue from property taxes and all of that. How do you try to replace those stores that have gone? What do you do?
Well, I do some cold calling. We don't really have a director of economic development like most communities. I've never had one. I do it myself just because I can talk and commit to things that an employee can't.
Right, right.
But we do some cold calling, and I hear about stores coming into the area, and we make a pitch to them. You know, we got IKEA to come out here, who originally wanted to build in the city. But it's a struggle because a lot of those big guys are not, they're closing, and there's not a lot of people coming in right now.
That's the struggle. What's the hardest part of your job?
Well, saying no to people. Sometimes you look at it, seriously? You know, people want every sidewalk in town shoveled when it snows. I mean, seriously?
When it snows, you just stop answering your phone?
No. I have my cell phone's on the web page, and I take all the calls. I mean, you might as well deal with it up front as opposed to put it off.
All right. Okay. And so what brings you the greatest joy of this job?
Seeing smiles on people's faces here today. Seeing weddings upstairs for people happy right here in Bolingbrook. Seeing people shopping in the stores. I go to stores sometimes, just watch the people come and go at the mall. Watch kids, families walking around. Seeing people playing in the parks. That's all what you try to do. And it's you just sit and kind of stare at it sometimes, like here at the golf course. I generally sit outside so I can just watch the people enjoy the place.
That's Roger Clare, the mayor of Bolingbrook for the past 29 years, up for re-election in April. Also, Randy Farber, the general manager of the Bolingbrook Golf Club. Guys, thanks for having us out here today. It's a great, beautiful place, and looks like a great crowd. I appreciate it very much.
Well, we'd love to have you. Seriously, I've been listening to GN since I was a kid, like a lot of these people have.
You've been mayor here since I was a kid.
It's interesting when you talk to somebody and you ask when they were born. I said, you've never known another mayor, have you?
No. Guys, thanks very much for coming by. I appreciate
it.
It's the Business Lunch here on 720 WGN. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN. We're live at the Bolingbrook Golf Club this afternoon, at the Nest, to be specific, inside the restaurant. Bill and Wendy just around the corner. Gary Cohen has been involved in your leisure time through much of his career. First, it was Red Box while you watched the movies. Gary was one of the people behind that. And now he's helping you on the golf course as the CEO of Easy Links Golf. Gary, welcome to the Business Lunch.
Hi, Steve. Nice to be here.
All right. What's more fun, watching a movie at night or golfing in the afternoon? I would imagine it's the golf.
Golfing is fun. The industry is really good. It's fun to be in the sports and entertainment and technology business. So I'm really happy to be here.
Tell me about Easy Links, because I just in the past year or so I started hearing about companies that are helping manage golf courses. Easy Links is one of those. What do you do?
Well, Easy Links is a sports, technology, and entertainment company that's supported by the biggest name in golf. That's the PGA Tour. We're based right here in Chicago. We're a fast-paced, fun company, and we're hiring right now. More specifically, Easy Links Golf is what I like to call it, a 20-year-old startup. Where we
is that
are
right?
Really 20 years old, and that gives us a company that is a real company with real products and real customers, but we also have the passion and the growth of a startup. And that's what we're doing these days.
I'm at the Bolingbrook Golf Club today, and I know that they work with you guys. Coincidentally, we booked you as a guest, and then I found out when I got here today that they're one of the courses that use you. Now, you've got how many courses around the country?
We have over 3,000 courses around the country where golfers can go to teeoff.com by PGA Tour, and we make it really easy for them to book tee times, where we're kind of like the open table for golf.
And so, it, like open table, so you can go to the website and find a course near you and a tee time near you.
That's exactly right. Golfers go to Teeoff, they search for a tee time, they can reserve it, and then they book it right online. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Gary.
Well, I mean, I was also going to say that when they go there, they can also discover some really great deals. We have a lot of deals on tee times that you won't find anywhere else.
And that helps courses then fill up empty spaces with their tee times, right? So it's sort of a, if you're a golfer, you can get a bit of a discount, and it helps at least bring people to the golf course and earn their next visit.
That's exactly right. We provide golf courses with software that helps them run their business, they operate their business, and we also provide them with access to golfers across the country.
So people who are listening right now, I mean, do you have any information for them if they want to go to tee time and find a tee time, what you should do? Are there codes that are involved or anything like that?
Yeah, it's going to be a nice weekend here, especially with the Air and Water Show. We're going to do a quick promo that if you go to teeoff.com, you type in 720 in the promo code spot, you get $10 off of any deal time.
Sweet. So teeoff.com, and the code in is, again, you said 720?
720.
Awesome. People will do that, I think. Tell me about, we just got a minute left, but trends in golf in general, because, you know, I'd heard that it was suffering, and then you had this young crop of great golfers on the PGA Tour that have sort of renewed interest. How is golf as an industry these days?
You know, people remain very passionate about golf. In fact, viewership for the sport is up this year. And, you know, with golf returning to the Olympics, that's also spurred on more excitement. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we got to run here in a second, but I don't want to overlook one of the headlines you offered earlier in the interview where you said you're hiring. Who are you looking for? What kind of positions? And how do people get more information about that?
So we are hiring. We have over 300 people in offices across the country, in Chicago, Denver, San Diego, Scottsdale, all kinds of great places. In fact, we're going to be adding dozens of people here in Chicago. And so we're looking for really strong, passionate developers, marketers, and sales leaders to help us with this growth. Go to easylinks.com, and you'll find it right there on the website.
Easylinks.com is the website. Gary Cohen is the CEO. Gary, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Take care.
I'll see you on the course. You're listening to The Business Lunch on 720 WGN. That's going to wrap it up for The Business Lunch on this Friday afternoon. Thanks very much to all of you listening at the Bollinger Golf Club today. Bill and Wendy are just around the corner.